Now, let's rejoice and let England be glad, since that we do hope there's no cause to be sad. The king to his people returned is again, and may he live happy and prosperously reign. Kind heaven contrived it, no doubt, for our peace, that all our contentions forever may cease, that flatterers from his true friends may be known, and those be esteemed that supported the crown. What joy did surprise us when first we had news, the king to come back to us did not refuse. I each loyal heart beat a march to his return, whose surprising absence they often did mourn. Long, long may he live, each good Protestant sing, though all evil counsellors mount in a string. The roads as he passed, all crowded they were, and each one did strive to great James to get near. To welcome him home to his palace of state, and pity the hardship he sustained of late. Upon his retirement and with loud huzzas, still welcomed our monarch where'er he did pass. With royal attendance he made his advance, on purpose the crowds met, and not as by chance. Each glad was to see him returning again, and could not from loud acclamation refrain. But most of all London, that renowned city, at once showed her gladness and likewise her pity. For no sooner fame brought the news to her gates, but joyful expectance had filled the streets. And as the coach royal passed with loud acclaim, mingled with sighs they did welcome the same. By one they their joy for his safety express, by t'other their sorrow for his late distress. The bells too they could not this good news conceal, but welcomed him in with a merry appeal. To mournful Whitehall he did scarcely appear, but sadness flew hence that had sat brooding there. The gates so late closed to our monarch gave place, while he restored joy to each sorrowful face. And thither the nobles resorted amain, to fill up the room of his scattered train. With true loyal hearts for to welcome him home, so may our divisions to settlement come. Our troubles all cease, and the nation be freed of those that would discord amongst us still breed. Whilst the king and people in love they do meet, and right understanding does make him more great, that we as a providence ever may own the discovery that caused his return to the throne. The prospect of war that did dreadful appear, we now are in hopes there's no cause for to fear, but that without bloodshed things may be secure, and we with priest councils be troubled no more. So law and religion may flourish amain, and plenty and peace grow up under his reign. Our swords into ploughshares, to pruning hook spears, we wish may be turned, and still banish our fears. But this to our parliament we must submit, and with the great nation's wise council may sit. So to heal all our grievances, that none complain, but Protestants all may assured remain, of what by unbiased men shall not just. In religion, law, property, ne'er to be crossed. And now to conclude, let us heartily sing. Blessed heaven be thanked for the return.